People in Gaston County are debating the need for a continued statewide stay-at-home order, as some county leaders say they'll support any businesses that want to reopen. Governor Roy Cooper says reopening too early could cost lives. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
At the Belmont exit off I-85 in Gaston County, lunchtime traffic is so heavy that you might not know North Carolina remains under a statewide stay-home order. Cars sit in long lines at fast food drive-thrus. Shopping center parking lots are full. People are ready for the coronavirus to be history, says Kathy Floyd of Cramerton.
I think everyone's just antsy trying to get back to work. I mean, like, I just left Lowe's and Sam's, and you can't even find a parking spot because people are out in groves.
Floyd runs Floyd and Blackie's coffee and ice cream shop in downtown Cramerton, where there's a steady stream of customers these days. They're coming in four at a time, standing on lines taped to the floor marking six-foot distances. Floyd says business is down slightly because they're only doing takeout right now. Some county commissioners have said they want businesses to reopen now and said Wednesday morning there wouldn't be any repercussions as long as they enforced social distancing. In an order adopted later, they walked that back slightly, saying the governor's order remains in effect. Governor Roy Cooper's order expires May 8th, when businesses like Floyd and Blackie's would be allowed to fully reopen. Floyd says she's willing to wait.
I want to follow the state law, yes.
This week's debate has pitted some Gaston County staff and commissioners against Governor Cooper. County Commission Chairman Tracy Philbeck says he thinks businesses should be allowed to reopen now. He says the governor's order helps big businesses at the expense of small ones.
So instead of the governor picking winners and losers, which I believe is unconstitutional, that is not equal protection under the law, he should just apply best practices that we've learned to all businesses. And I just think that's a fair argument. It's not Republican, it's not Democrat, it's just the truth.
Not all Gaston County leaders agree. All of Gaston County's mayors issued their own statement Wednesday night reminding people that the governor's order remains in effect. Gaston County Sheriff Alan Cloninger says his office is still enforcing the statewide order. County Commissioner Ronnie Worley says he agrees philosophically with Philbeck that the county could probably reopen safely, but he's worried that businesses that violate Cooper's order could wind up risking their licenses and permits.
If there is a legal way that we can open businesses, I would like to explore that option, but I'm opposed to encouraging folks to violate the state's order. And I think that's irresponsible as an elected official to do that.
Other officials around the state have criticized Gaston County officials for their reopen now stance. In a press conference, Governor Cooper said,
I have concerns when people are blatantly ignoring rules because it can cost lives.
The war of words could turn into a legal fight. Philbeck says he thinks the governor's order is unconstitutional.
We support any business's right to open. We're looking at taking some legal action on behalf of businesses in Gaston County. We are looking at several different avenues of what we can do to lend support to those individuals.
Philbeck says he's heard of a few Gaston County businesses that have reopened quietly. He wouldn't give their names. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Gaston County.